Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, DeLeon, Fuller, Gaines, Galjani, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, DeLeon, Fuller, Gaines, Galjani, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Liu, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Rakowski, Wolk.
Great, thank you. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by Chaplain Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator McGuire.
Today I invite you to reflect on a short poem by Rumi called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So, loving God, help us to approach this day with awareness, gratitude, and joy. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, members, privileges of the floor. Any privileges of the floor? Members, this is going to be a quick session, so we're going to try to conclude in 45 minutes. That would be 9:45. Senator Huff, for what purpose do you rise?
Well, while we're waiting for other privileged senators to ask for more privileges, it's with great honor I stand today in celebration of the United States women's national soccer team's return to the World Cup final. As you know, on Tuesday, they bested Germany in a 2-0 rousing win, making it the World Cup final for the seventh time in the team's history. I'm particularly proud of this feat because a constituent of mine, Alex Morgan of Diamond Bar, who plays forward, has been a powerful and consistent force on the team. Alex was key in bringing home gold in the 2012 Summer Olympics as well. So congratulations, Coach Jim Ellis, the entire United States women's soccer team. We wish you the best this Independence Day weekend as you play Japan on Sunday. Go USA!
All right. Thank you, Senator Huff. We wish the USA soccer team their best. Senator Mendoza, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under motions and resolutions.
Yes.
At the request of the author and the Assembly Insurance Committee, please move AB 1513, item number 99, to the inactive file.
Great. The desk will note. Thank you. Senator Monning.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under motions and resolutions, at the request of the author, would you please remove AB 526 to the inactive file? Thank you.
The desk will note. Senator Stone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under motions and resolutions, please remove file item number 129, which is SJR 9, from the consent calendar for the purposes of amendments.
The desk will note. Thank you, Senator Stone. Senator Bates.
Yes, Mr. President, at the request of the author, please remove AB 1374, file item 144, from the consent calendar for the purposes of an amendment.
Great. The desk will note. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, please move AB 869 to the inactive file. Thank you.
The desk will note. Thank you. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Senator Hill.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please move file items 147 and 148, AB 1282 and AB 1540 from the consent calendar and place them on the inactive file at the request of the author. And please move file item 174, AB 599 from the consent calendar at the request of the author for purposes of an amendment.
The desk will note. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Under motions and resolutions without objection, the Senate journals for June 29th through July 2nd, 2015 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Consideration of the daily file. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1504, Assembly Bill 57 with amendments, 525 with amendments, 221 with amendments, 1360 with amendments, 728.
The file will be deemed read. Governor's appointments. Senator De Leon. Under governor's appointments. Pro Tem De Leon. Under gubernatorial appointments, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, we have before us file item number 16. That is Mr. Mark Andre, who is a member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection. He was heard on June 17th and was approved on a 4-1 vote, semi-bipartisan manner. With that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Members, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Yes.
No. Bates. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. Block.
Aye.
Canella. De Leon.
Aye.
Fuller. Gaines.
No.
Galgioni. Glazer. Aye. Hall.
Aye.
Hancock. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Wesso. Huff. Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
Liu.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock. No. Morrell. No. Wynn. No. Nielsen. No. Pan.
Aye.
Pavley. Roth.
Aye.
Runner. Stone. No. Vidak. No. Wachowski. Wolk. Fuller. No.
Wesso. Aye.
Canella. Aye. Runner. No. Huff. No. Bates. No.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Berryhill. Galgioni, Hancock, Pavley, Wachowski,
aye,
Wolk.
Ayes 23, noes 12, the appointment is confirmed. Pro Tem De Leon, under governor's appointments.
Thank you again, Mr. President. Colleagues, last confirmation for us, file item number 17, it's Michael Miles Jr., also a member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection. He is the director of the Forest Science at Mendocino and Humboldt Redwood Companies. He has served on the board since 2011. His appointment was heard also on June 17th, And he also passed on a semi-bipartisan fashion, that is on a 4-2-1 vote. With that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Members, any debate or discussion? Senator Anderson.
Senators, I was asleep at the switch. I voted correctly with the previous appointment, but both the previous appointment and this appointment I have a problem with. They voted in support of the fire tax. The fire tax is $150 on structures in rural areas, and I wouldn't have a problem if it provided fire protection. But that fire fee that they're charging us produces brochures that are flammable. And they're adding to the problem by stripping poor people of the opportunity to spend that money in protecting their homes. If you don't understand that, and yet you're voting for it, I can't support you.
Members, could we please be respectful of Senator Anderson and his comments? Senator Fuller.
Well, I'm going to further complicate the issue because I abstained from the vote from Michael Miles until I could get the minutes of the last vote of the SRA fire tax raising issue on the board. And when it was finally reinstated through a series of more or less bureaucratic omissions or oversight, it occurred that Michael Miles is someone I will support today on the floor. He actually did make the motion to discount the fee to a lower rate than 100% rate, and has demonstrated that he is open-minded and fair about the fee that the legislature actually put on that board. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is a legitimate issue, and it is related to the fire tax. These individuals are not responsible for that onerous tax being passed. That is the legislature's folly. But it is a tax that can continue to be raised. It can continue to be broadened what it is applied to. And we've seen no restraint on that entity, but most egregiously, and again, maybe this is not their fault, but we can make statements. The department cannot convince anybody that they're using that money for what it was intended and purported to be for, prevention. At best, in hearings this very year and last year, in fact, last year it was acknowledged by ledge analysts that it was not being used for the right purposes, as for prevention. And now, at best, the representation can be that it is being generally used, not for the specific individual payer of that tax, but generally you're doing something in the forest so that may help them. Again, it's a tax that should never have passed, and these individuals are now the stewards of that tax, and that's why I am opposing these confirmations.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Any further debate or discussion? Seeing none, Pro Tem De Leon, would you like to close?
Mr. President, I respectfully ask for a bipartisan aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
No.
No. Bates?
Aye.
Aye. Bell?
Aye.
Aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Aye. Block?
Aye.
Aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Aye. De Leon?
Aye.
Fuller?
Aye.
Aye. Gaines?
No.
No. Galgioni?
Aye.
Aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Aye. Hall?
Aye.
Aye. Hancock? Hernandez? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hueso? Huff?
Aye.
Jackson?
Aye.
Lada?
Aye.
Leno?
Aye.
Leva?
Aye.
Lou? Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Mendoza?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Morlock?
No.
Morrell?
No.
Wynn?
Aye.
Nielsen?
No.
Pan?
Aye.
Pavley? Roth?
Aye.
Runner?
No.
Stone?
No.
Vidak? No. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wolk?
Wesso, aye.
Call the absent members.
Hernandez, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
Hancock? Pavley? Aye. Wolk?
Ayes 30, noes 8. The appointment is confirmed. Members will now move forward to unfinished business. Secretary, please read. Okay, we're going to go ahead and begin with file item 20. Senator McGuire. Senator McGuire, are you prepared to bring this measure forward?
Yes.
That's file item 20, SJR number 3. Secretary, please read.
Senate Joint Resolution 3 by Senator McGuire relative to the Smith River watershed.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Good morning. Hope you have a wonderful Independence Day. SJR 3 is back in the Senate for concurrence. This resolution seeks to protect California's portion of the Smith River watershed from a devastating strip mine proposal, which would be the largest on the West Coast, that would impact water supplies, regional economies, and the environment in Del Norte County. Amendments taken in the Assembly include the adding of 42 co-authors to the resolution. I do appreciate Assemblymember Wood for bringing that forward. Mr. President, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Great. Thank you, Senator McGuire. Members, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Block. Aye. Cannella. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. No. Gaines. No. Gagione. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Hancock. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Huff. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leno. Aye. Leva. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Monning. Aye. Morlock. No. Morrell. Wynn. No. Nielsen. No. Pan. Aye. Pavley. Aye. Roth. Aye. Runner. No. Stone. No. Vidak. No. Wachowski. Aye. Wolk. Hall. Aye.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Bates.
The absent members.
No. Berryhill. No. Cannella.
Okay. Right.
Hancock. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Huff. No. Mitchell.
Aye.
Morrell. No. Wolk.
Ayes 25, noes 12. Assembly amendments are concurred with. Members will now move to file item 21, Senator Nguyen. Secretary, please read.
Senate Joint Resolution 5 by Senator Nguyen relative to humanitarian resettlement.
Thank you, Mr. President. SJR 5 is back for concurrence from the Assembly. The original resolution was passed from our House on April 30th without opposition. The only reason why it's back here today, colleagues, is because there's an amendment taken in the Assembly which actually simply just added 74 more co-authors to the resolution. I respectfully ask for your aye vote today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nguyen. Members, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Bates. Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. Aye. Block.
Aye.
Cannella.
Aye.
De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hall.
Aye.
Hancock. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Huff.
Aye.
Jackson. Lada.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Leva.
Aye.
Liu.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mendoza.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning. Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nielsen. Pan.
Aye.
Pavley.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Runner.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak. Aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wolk.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Fuller. Aye. Hancock. Jackson. Aye. Monning. Nielsen. Aye. Wolk.
Call the absentees.
Hancock. Monning. Wolk.
Ayes 37, noes 0. The assembly amendments are concurred with. Members, we will move forward to file item 22. Senator Monning, are you prepared to bring file item 22, SCR number 6? Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 by Senator Monning relative to a sister state relationship with Santa Fe, Argentina.
Senator Monning.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Amendments taken in the Assembly simply add co-authors. I respectfully ask for your aye vote in the Assembly amendments. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Monning. Members, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Block. Aye. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Fuller. Aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Huff. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Leno. Aye. Leva. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. I. Mitchell. I. Monning. I. Morlock. I. Morrell. I. Wynn. Nielsen. Pan. I. Pavley. I. Roth. I. Runner. I. Stone. I. Vidak. I. Wachowski. I. Wolk.
Secretary, please call the absentees.
De Leon. I. Hancock. Hernandez. Aye. Lada. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nielsen. Aye. Wolk.
Ayes 38, noes 0. Assembly amendments are concurred with. Members will move to file item 23. Senator Galgioni, pass on file. We'll now move to Senate third reading. File item 27, Senator Fuller. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 by Senator Fuller relative to X-linked adrenal leukodystrophy.
I'm sorry, I'm taking up 28, not 27. I'm passing on file 27, excuse me.
Yes, the desk will note file item 28. Are you prepared to bring this measure forward? Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 15 by Senator Fuller relative to the National Day of the Cowboy.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I rise to present SCR 15, celebrating National Day of the Cowboy and Cowgirls. We're going to make sure we women add that on. The National Day of the Cowboy and Cowgirls is a day set aside for Americans to celebrate the contribution of the cowboy and cowgirl to America's culture and heritage. Membership in Western cowboy-related organizations transcends geographic boundaries, gender, political affiliations, ethnicity, and all generations. America's cowboy is a world-renowned icon of honesty, hard work, integrity, and tenacity. The cowboy is a legendary figure that is celebrated at events throughout the United States. Every day, tasks of the cowboy and cowgirls have been transformed into many entertaining events for spectators and participants. Rodeo is the seventh most watched sport in America. I tip my hat to the cowboy and cowgirls out there, and I respectfully ask you to join me in remembering our Western heritage and honoring today's cowboys and cowgirls. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Members, any debate or discussion? Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I will tell you that a lot of the scars I bear are a product of doing this very thing, rope burns and getting kicked. It might be instructive that today yet, some of our most prominent and organized cowboys are Mexican-Americans, that they regularly have their ridings all over California. And one of the greatest bronco busters of all time was African American. So being a cowboy is multi-ethnic.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator Runner.
I rise to support Cowboy and Cowgirl Day. And this weekend we have our big professional bull riding on 4th of July at our Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. So I invite you all to come to a professional bull riding, see all the cowboys there. Thank you, Gene, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Any further debate or discussion? Seeing none, Senator Fuller, you may close.
Thank you, members. I want to ask for your support for Americans, cowboys, and cowgirls today, for the history and the wealth of great experiences and the tourism and the economic activity supported by those activities. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Members, would there be any objection to unanimous roll call on this measure? Seeing none, ayes 38, no 0. Resolution is adopted. Members, we're now going to move to file item 31. Senator Morrell, are you prepared to bring this measure forward?
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you.
Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 36 by Senator Morrell, relative to the 4th of July.
Senator Morrell.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Members, I rise today to present SR 36, which commemorates July 4th, 2015, as the 239th anniversary of our nation's founding. Though the Declaration of Independence took approximately 26 years put together, finally the Continental Congress did put it together and adopted the Declaration of Independence. Because of this document today, after 5,000 years of recorded history, we were fortunate ordinary citizens had rights, the rights to free speech, trial by jury, even property rights and religious rights. Prior to America, whatever country you were born in, you adopted the faith of the king. So if you lived in Germany, you would be a Lutheran. So what a precious freedom we have. Not only that, but we're the first nation to no longer bow a knee to a king, but we're grateful to be able to be governed by consent. So we choose our own leaders, which is what we call representative government, of course, just because of this document. And so there's just a few points I'd like to briefly discuss here, because I love this document. It set ordinary citizens and gave us freedoms, again, like I say, for the first time in history. President Lincoln referred to the Declaration and its principles contained in as the electric cord which bound us together and made us one as Americans. And so some of the important things, I think, to be noted in that Declaration is it's based on the laws of nature and of nature's God, which essentially means there's truth, self-evident truth. That's why the next sentence says that. And this was borrowed from the wisdom of men like John Locke, Samuel Rutherford, the Greeks, whether it be Cicero, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, St. Thomas Aquinas. And what it essentially says is history clearly proves that there's principles and truths, economic, political, and moral. Economically, we know that individuals cannot spend beyond their means. The same is true with states and nations. And as well as the importance of living virtuous lives will preserve our posterity.
Getting too loud. Yeah. Members, could I please have your attention? Senator
Thank
Morrell.
You. In 1795, Samuel West reminds Americans, when one goes contrary to the laws of nature and nature's God, and right reason, they introduce misery into society, but perfect freedom consists in submitting to those moral laws put there by the God of nature. Well, the 13 colonies, as I think we all know, severed our ties from Great Britain because of a long train of abuses, you know, imposing taxes without our consent. They deprived us of a trial by jury, and they cut into our trade, just to name a few. So they wanted to limit the power of the king over the 13 colonies, and that's why we severed our ties. But I think the most important paragraph in that whole document is when the founders said, with a firm reliance upon divine providence, they mutually pledged each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And there was some good founding fathers that actually did that. Robert Morse, a banker, helped fund that war and died broke. For a gentleman by the name of Abraham Clark, he had two sons in the war. And his sons were captured by the British, brutally tortured, but the British extended freedom to Clark's sons if Mr. Clark would just simply renounce his signature off of that document. And he declined to do that so the future generations could have freedom. So this document means a lot to me. It should mean a lot to us and to our fellow Americans. So I want to thank you for listening as we celebrate the 4th of July. And may we remember and remind others of the significance of this document. So members, I ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morrell. Members, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, members, would there be any objection to a unanimous roll call on this measure? Seeing none, ayes 38, noes 0. Measure resolution passes. We'll now move to file item 29. And members, this will be our last bill, and we will then move to the consent calendar. Senator Pan, Secretary, please read.
On file 29 and do item 30.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll pass on file 29. We'll move to file item 30, SJR 12. Secretary, please read.
Senate Joint Resolution 12 by Senator Pan relative to Mitsie Indo Tsutsumi.
Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President, members. Actually, it's quite appropriate that we'll be talking about SJR 12 immediately after my good colleague's presentation on July 4th, because certainly, it's with the support of the API Legislative Caucus, it's an honor to present to you SJR 12, which supports the nomination of Mitsue Indo Tsutsumi for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mitsue Indo used to work just down the street as a key punch operator in Sacramento, in the Sacramento office of the Department of Employment. However, pursuant to Executive Order 9066, during World War II, Mitsue Indo and her family were among the 120,000 Japanese Americans residing on the west coast of the United States who were forcibly uprooted from their homes in the aftermath of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And as a result, she was fired from her job by the state of California and pursued a Supreme Court case in order to get her job back. Now, based on her profile as a loyal American, she was actually selected as a test case to file a writ of habeas corpus and agreed to remain confined as a condition of the lawsuit. While her case was pending, the government actually offered Indo a conditional release, but to allow her case to continue through the court system, Indo rejected that offer and remained incarcerated for an additional 2 years. Now, on December 18, 1944, in Ex parte Indo, the United States Supreme Court ruled 9-0 in favor of Indo, stating that she cannot be confined indefinitely against her will. Alerted in advance of the court's ruling, the Roosevelt administration rescinded Executive Order Number 9066 on December 17, 1944. Her victory allowed Japanese Americans to return to the West Coast and continues to have an impact today. Mitsue Indo brought the only victorious legal challenge filed by a Japanese American during the war. Yet her name is not nearly known as well as those of her male counterparts, such as Min Yasui, Gordon Hirabayashi, and Fred Korematsu. Yet her story is that of an exemplary American, authentic national heroine, an ordinary citizen who was unafraid to challenge the government and the rule of American laws to the wrong that's been done to her. I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Debate or discussion, Senator Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. As noted by my esteemed colleague from the Sacramento area, I rise as the chair of the Legislative Women's Caucus to urged the finally to give appropriate acknowledgement to this extraordinary woman. She was the only female plaintiff in the four U.S. Supreme Court cases that challenged the legality of military orders selectively affecting over 120,000 Japanese Americans during World War II. Hers was the only victorious case. And yet, while two of the four other plaintiffs have received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to this date she has not. Now, she was known again in the camps by her maiden name, Matsui Endo. She spent 3 years in two such camps. And while her case was proceeding, she rejected an offer from the government for conditional release, choosing instead to remain incarcerated to allow her case to continue through the system. When her case, and as mentioned, her case helped to expedite the government's decision to close down the camps. In a unanimous decision, 2 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed with her and helped to bring an end to the camps across the West that had imprisoned more than 100,000 Americans during World War II. Her commitment to this cause was indeed principled, courageous, and historic. She is truly an American heroine, and on the basis of her extraordinary work, and it is time for her, well over time, that she be recognized, I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Members, any further debate or discussion? Senator Pan, would you like to close?
I just respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Pan. Secretary, please call, excuse me. Members, would there be any objection to a unanimous roll call on this measure? Seeing none, ayes 38, noes 0. Well done. Members, we will now move to consent calendar. Secretary, please read.
Assembly bill.
Senator Wieckowski, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would ask that we please remove file item number 149, AB 933, by Assemblymember Frazier from the special consent calendar.
That will be deemed noted. Thank you. We will now move to the consent calendar. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1151, 1471, 1532, 468, Senate Concurrent Resolution 51.
File will be deemed read. Members, is there any objection to applying the unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 38, noes 0. The consent calendar is adopted. We will now return to motions and resolutions. Seeing none, if there's no further business, Pro Tem De Leon, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I hope you have a wonderful July 4th weekend with your constituents. Enjoy the parades and many festivities in celebrating this great nation, our nation, the United States of America. I look forward to seeing all of you come Monday. We're going to have session at 12 o'clock. Again, be mindful from those from Southern California, not at 2 o'clock, but again, as of last Monday, we're going to have session at 12 o'clock. Mr. President, as well as colleagues, have a wonderful and safe weekend. And lastly, for the members who are serving in the extraordinary sessions one and two, transportation, as well as public health and DD, you will have your respective hearings immediately off the floor. So with that, check in with the respective chairs of the committees to get the room assignments. With that, Mr. President, have a very good weekend. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at noon.